Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Great Grace. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Genesis, please. The sixth chapter. This is a really, really fine picture of how much difference the grace makes in your life. Genesis 6 and verse 5. Genesis 6 and 5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. How many know it must have been bad? Some years ago, I was watching the news, and boy, so many bad things had happened, and people had done so much sin and junk, and they were talking about stuff. And I thought, Lord, I guess the world's, is worse than it's ever been. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, no, it's been much worse than this. And we've tended not to think that way. But then he reminded me of this. It was so bad here, the world, it couldn't continue. So no, don't get to thinking that. It repented the Lord he had made man on the earth. It grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Wow. But I want you to tell me what made the difference. But one man, Noah, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. How much difference did grace make in the lives of Noah and his family? When everything around them was rotten to the core and judgment was coming and the whole thing was about to be wiped off, what made the difference? Grace made all the difference. Grace turned an unsurvivable event into survival. With enough grace, you can get through what destroys everybody else. It's a fact. There it is right there. With enough grace, what takes everybody apart, what turns everybody around you inside out, what brings everybody to their knees, won't bring you to your knees. And if you're smart, when you're past it and through it, and people look at you and go, that's amazing. How did you do that? How did you do that? I never seen anybody so strong in my life. I never seen anybody so smart. You say, ho, 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 ho. It's the grace of God in me and on me. It's His great grace. And that's not trying to be humble. That's reality. Everybody say, it's grace. It's grace. It's grace. How much difference does grace make in your life? It made the difference between them being destroyed with everybody else or surviving. And I mean, oh, this is the ultimate thing with all of us. This is why we're not going to hell. Because the ark is a type of salvation. And we in the ark today. We're in here. I'm in the ark. The flood's coming. The flood is coming. And folks are going to be swept away and swept into hell in the lake of fire. I know people don't like to talk about it, but it's Bible. It's true. It's real. And the only ones that, if it's just based on how good you can be and what you can do, nobody is good enough and nobody could do enough to free themselves and spare themselves from the coming judgment. You just can't do it. But for grace, we have found favor with Him, and grace has allowed us to be safe. Somebody say, I'm in the ark.
I'm in the ark.
I'm in the ark of Jesus.
I'm in the ark of salvation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You still got Luke over there? Favor and grace. Now, the word favor, we get our word favorite from. Favor, favorite. And the word favor has to do with this goodwill, this grace, this kindness. Like I said, first service, though it pains me a little bit to say it, after much study and many years, I have to concede that Phyllis is right. She is God's favorite. But the good news is, she's not His only favorite. But she is. Favorite means a person with special favor. Special. And implying and inferring more favor than another. And you know, in times past, I would tend to think, well, now God's no respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites. And the Lord helped me to see last night that I was wrong. And the thing I was wrong about was assuming that being specially favored was the same thing as being a respecter of persons. It is not. Being a respecter of persons, which God does not do, is receiving somebody for who and what they are, treating them differently because of who they are. And He does not do that. But He does favor some more than others. And grace some much more than others. And He's absolutely fair and just in doing it. Not that the others couldn't have more. They can, if they're willing to change some things and do some things. But there are those who are experiencing more of His favor than others. And the good news is, everything that you've done of any merit has been by His grace. But you can have 30% more, 50% more, 100% more. You can have 3 times the grace in your life in the days to come than you have had leading up to this time. The grace in and upon your life can be increased. Become greater. See, He didn't just say they had grace on their life. Great grace. Well, that reveals there's degrees. If there's great grace, there could be less. Some grace and more grace and great grace. And the good news about that is grace is God giving you opportunity, but it's also God giving you ability. We wouldn't even have the opportunity to get saved if it wasn't for the grace of God. You would have never found out about Jesus and the cross and the work and that you were lost in heaven and hell. It was the grace of God you even found that out. And it was the grace of God you had an opportunity at that church that day or in front of that TV or riding that, wherever it was that you gave your heart to the Lord, it was the grace of God that got you there and gave you that opportunity. That's why you'd have never found it on your own. You'd still be bumping along in darkness. But not only that, not only does He give you the open door, does He give you the opportunity, but once you're in it, then whatever needs to be done now, His grace is the ability. It is the strength. It is the wisdom. It's everything you need to accomplish what you now have the opportunity to do. Can you see? By grace, opportunity. by grace ability. Grace is big. Big. And what you've been able to do up to this point that's been worth anything has been by the grace of God. But with more grace, how would that affect your life?
Oh my, great.
How would greater grace affect you? I'll tell you exactly how it'll affect you. The things that you've struggled to do, with more grace, will now be easy to do.
Glory to God.
And the things that you have failed to do, with enough grace, you can now do.
Glory to God.
With enough grace, you can receive anything. Maybe it's been a healing or a financial thing that you just have floundered and hadn't received it. With enough grace, you can receive that thing. Maybe it's been a habit or an addiction or a sin that you just have kept falling into and just kept messing up in the same area over and over again. With enough grace, you can get free. I mean free indeed. And stay free. Stay free. With enough grace, you can be the man, the woman you know you should be. You can be the husband you should be. You can be the wife you should be. You can be the father you should be. You can be the mother you ought to be. You can be the man or woman of God you could be and should be. With enough grace, you can be it. You can do it. Do you believe it, friends? Are you hungry for more grace? Are you desirous of greater grace? The Lord said this in the first service, and I think I should repeat it. It applies to this group here as well, that there were individuals in the church that had struggled in their marriage and just hard in the family. But this is the beginning of greater grace. This day right here, the beginning. You know, you need to come. You need to stay hooked in this series, and you need to feed on this and meditate on it so your faith can grow and you can receive more grace. But with enough grace, folks had been fighting like cats and dogs and just hard atmosphere in their home and problems with the kids. With enough grace, it can be a totally different place. Just in a short amount of time, people can come in and go, this is amazing. The peace in your house is just tangible. And you got the most beautiful marriage and the most beautiful family. And if they only knew last year or the year before or what, the where it was at. But you can just look at them and smile and go, well, it is the grace of God. It is the grace of God that has gotten us to here. Do you believe God could do that?
Yes.
You believe He loves you? Believe He would do that for you? That is it? Yes, it's His will. Say it out loud. Lord, I'm asking
for greater grace.
I desire it.
I hunger for it.
Allow to come upon us. More grace.
Greater grace.
In Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Great Grace, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.